from the latest happenings on the diamond.
Still getting on base a lot with walks. We have not seen the power as much as we have, but he's having really good at bat.
To all the insight and expertise on things outside the ballpark.
I mean, yeah, a charcuterie board is just like, you know, peak bougie. Let's just be honest, right? Like, if you really think about the concepts, like, you're just throwing some meat and cheese on a plate.
We only turn to one person. Batter up. It's Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Ewald Automotive. Shop the Ewald Automotive Group's exclusive best used car selection of over 600 of your favorite cars, trucks, and SUVs. Visit any of their 8 locations or shop online at ewaldauto.com. Ewald Automotive, where we make it easy.
Talk of the Brewers' bats being quiet. It certainly seems like they made some noise last night. A season-high 14 hits in their 12-18 win over the Pirates. Sophia Minert was there. Sophia, let's talk about the relief around this team when finally the bats do come to life, and specifically Willy Adames, because I love this guy's energy. I loved him when they got him, knew he could have an impact, but he's been kind of lucky where, you know, we talked about the bats kind of, it doesn't seem like it ever phases him. It seems like his attitude is always the same regardless of how the bats are working.
Yeah, I think that's very much true, Jen. Willie, his energy is like on another level. And he was that spark plug, you know, when he came over at the end of May last year, and he just took off. Because if you remember at the time that they acquired him, his numbers didn't jump off the page at you, you know? So, you know, the timing of the trade, you know, losing Orlando Arcia just a couple weeks ago. And then it was like they brought in Willie, and then he just took off. He was just a totally different player with Milwaukee. And so it felt appropriate, right? Of like, if there's going to be a guy that's going to spark the offense and deliver a monster game like that, it felt like Willie was definitely going to be that guy. And I think for Willie, it was funny. I was just having a conversation with him on Sunday. He was like, man, like the frustration was starting to get to him a little bit. And just saying like, man, it just hasn't come together yet. I feel like I'm close. And he's been out doing early work a lot and doing a lot of stuff in the cage. And he's been trying to adjust his stance. So it was just really cool to see it all come together for him last night. And I do think it does rub off on everybody else, you know, especially in that sixth inning. They put up 6 runs, and it felt like everybody was a part of it. And so, you know, I think it was that collective exhale of like, okay, like we kept saying it was close, and then you put a game together like that. And I do think it allows everybody to just sort of have that moment. And you hope that it can continue, because I do think individual results matter. And then, you know, you hope that that can take over for the rest of the group.
Sophia, we all saw the performance by Angel Hernandez when the Phillies played the Brewers on Sunday. Now, I know that I coached high school football for a few years, and we actually, after the game, graded the referees where the best ones would referee in the playoffs. I know there's a system in college and the pros where the officials are graded. Is there anything in baseball where he is suspended for 2 weeks, we're going to stick you at third base until you get your act together? Are there any checks and balances with these umpires?
So they do actually get graded every day. They get a report card, essentially, for lack of a better word. They get a report after every game. And actually, there's a Twitter account that does, like, ump scorecards that you can follow. His was not a particularly high score for Sunday night. And it was on both sides. You know, I think both the Brewers and the Phillies were really upset with the strike zone, and I think Kyle Schwarber's reaction at the end of the game that ultimately led to his ejection, I think that reaction was like on behalf of everybody. I think he was expressing everybody's frustration with the inconsistency. And I mean, if you're going to get ejected, that's probably the way to do it. Because I think, you know, if you were watching the game, I think the reaction of the Brewers dugout was like, we feel the same way. You know, I think everyone was frustrated that night. So in terms of repercussions, I don't believe so. They don't, I guess I should say I've never heard of an umpire being suspended, but it does affect things like, you know, whether you're assigned to the postseason and what kind of assignments you get for like some of those big assignments, all-star games, et cetera. So, but I don't think I've ever heard of an umpire being suspended.
Okay.
But before we get to you, Gabe, Sophia, when players know that he's going to be behind the dish, is there a vibe? Is there a different vibe? I mean, you're around this team so much. Are they talking about it? Are they like, oh, Angel's back there? Like, watch the strike zone. Like, are there conversations that you – is there? Does he affect kind of their mood going into a game, you think?
I mean, they're obviously aware of it. I mean, so to say that, like, it affects their mindset, I think you just know that – he is who he is, right? I mean, I think these players that have been in the game for so long, they, you know, especially the pitchers, the catchers, you know, you do develop relationships with these guys, especially for the catchers. I think you know who's going to call a tighter zone, who's going to call a wider zone, who's consistent, who's not. You know, they know all of that information. To say that it changes their mood, not really, honestly, because they're just so focused on, like, you know, all that we can do is our part, and we can't control the other part. But I will say, after that game Sunday night and even Monday after the late travel, it was still a conversation the next day. And I think it was partially also Schwarber's reaction and his ejection. As I think, you know, everyone felt the same way. It was like, okay, if that's, you know, you just, it was one of those games where you knew it was coming. It was going to happen to somebody. And you didn't know if it was going to be a Philly player or a Brewer player, but ended up being Kyle Schwarber.
Sophia, have you heard anybody on the team really just kind of talk about the baseball in general this year? Because it seems that pitchers are sometimes unhappy with it because they can't get a grip on it, leading to a lot of hit batsmen this year. Will Middlebrook said that he, on his podcast, that a top five player told him he was like hitting a bunch of grouped up socks in terms of how soft the baseball is. So have you heard any chatter around the team about them kind of discussing what the baseball's like this year?
Yeah, it does feel a little bit different to them. I mean, there are some that say, like, some feel like there are more seams to the baseball. Others feel like it just feels different than last year. Like, when you pick it up and throw it, you know, you can look at the numbers of offense across the league. But, you know, I think everyone also feels like it's too early to draw, like, a significant conclusion. And I think for the Brewers, like we've discussed, the ball just wasn't carrying as much as what you would expect. But, like, okay, they started in Chicago, and it was cold and windy there. Baltimore was a little bit better. At home, it's only been, I think, a week of games at home. You know, we just haven't even played at American Family Field very much. And kind of a similar thing in Philly. So I think that's where guys are a little confused. Like, man, I feel like I hit that ball hard. I feel like I made really good contact, and then it just dies at the warning track. But again, it's been a couple weeks, so it's hard to draw any firm conclusions. I've certainly seen some of those questions pop up, but no one really has a clear explanation of what's going on.
So
I feel like this conversation around the ball has just, it's become a question kind of every season now.
Sophia. Which is outrageous, Sophia. Like, can you imagine if you were talking about footballs this much or basketballs this much in the NBA? Like, I don't understand how baseball had zero questions about the baseball for my entire adult life, and then the last 3-4 years, they just can't seem to figure it out.
Yeah, and that's, you know, they're all made at the same factory. You know, it is supposed to be a standardized ball. We don't have any definitive conclusions on that. So I can't really answer to, like, some of those conversations, but it's, you know, it does make you think, I think, when you're hearing it kind of continuously.
Just want to make sure nobody else wants to jump in here. Sophia Minnert joining Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, as she does each and every Wednesday during the baseball season. All right, Sophia, what is a storyline that you've picked up on with this Brewers team that maybe isn't getting talked about enough, or that you plan on kind of diving into over the next series or so?
Oh, that's a good one. I do feel like the offense, it is close. We talk so much about the pitching, and they do deserve, you know, all of the attention. I think, you know, Aaron Ashby starting tonight, like, that's going to be a story that we're going to talk about a lot, of just him being, you know, in the bullpen. Now he's making a second start. He's going to be kind of in that swing role, but he's an arm and a player that the Brewers are really, really excited about. And I'm just really curious, you know, for as much as we've talked about the offense, I think like a game like last night, you know, what is the carryover of that? Like, can Willie take off now? What does that mean? Omar Narvaez had a great night. Colton Wong had a couple of good hits. So I just do think I'm kind of curious now, like for as good as everyone felt last night, is there some carryover? Can that continue? And hopefully that means, you know, good things in the next few weeks.
Sophia, sorry we didn't have more nonsense for you this morning. I know you look forward to the nonsense of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy more than you look forward to the Brewers talk. But we will do our best to get you something next week, all right?
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.